how difficult is doing advocacy at a time like this as opposed to the last time you did it or in past years where maybe there wasn't as many hot button issues or some sort of fighting? Or frankly, is it just always this way and it's always dang hard?
No, I think it's been more difficult with this administration just because the passage of the Affordable Care Act completely along party lines. You know, every Democrat voted for it, every Republican voted against it on a massive piece of legislation like that. That changed the environment in Washington, in my mind. There was a palpable difference after that. It set a tone that has existed since that makes it more partisan. Now, our issues still resonate with most people. The observation, for instance, everybody on both sides of the aisle understand that this needs to be fixed and is a system that's broken. But when you try to fix it, there is a cost involved. And so trying to find offsets for the cost of anything that we want to try to fix is very difficult. So I do think it's been more difficult the last several years.
How do you overcome that?
Well, you know, we're nonpartisan, obviously. The issues that we're advocating for are really nonpartisan issues because they're, for the most part, I mean, they're very, something like observation is very patient-centered. And so, you know, that issue resonates with everybody. The getting an agreement on an exact solution is just more difficult. And it's just more difficult to get anything done. So the way we've done it is we've just had increased activity. You know, our presence there has been greater and greater and greater every year. Our relationships continue to get better on the Hill with the key people at the committees that are writing legislation for health care. Everybody is still seeking solutions to these problems, and they see us as a valuable resource for helping them craft solutions that make sense. So I think we get better at what we're doing. We have more activity from our membership than ever. Our grassroots efforts are stronger, you know, because of all the discussion in the news around healthcare policy changes. Our membership is becoming more educated and more interested in helping us try to impact this stuff. And so that has driven a lot of interest in our grassroots efforts. And, you know, the folks at SHM in Philly there have done a really good job building that grassroots effort.
How important is a thing like this where you can bring a swarm of people and show up and tackle a bunch of people on their playing field? How much does that play in to have an in-their-face presence on top of all of the work that goes in the rest of the year?
It's very important. Every district has a hospital in it, you know, every congressional district. Every congressman has physicians in their community, and they value the opinion of those physicians. And so nothing is more effective than having one of our members meet with a representative from their home district about the issues that we care about.